The air in Grimwood Studios hung heavy, as thick as the dust motes dancing in the single bulb illuminating the cavernous prop room. Amelia, a new set designer, swallowed the metallic tang of fear and brushed cobwebs from a faded painting of a grinning clown. Whispers had seeped into her ears like tendrils of fog, tales of vanished props, flickering shadows that mimicked actors, and voices like whispers on celluloid that echoed from empty sound stages. Tonight, Grimwood was hers, a silent mausoleum of forgotten dreams. The clock struck midnight, a rusty gong that reverberated through the labyrinthine halls. Amelia felt a presence, prickling the hairs on her neck. Glancing at the clown painting, she saw a glint of malice in its painted eyes. Then it winked. Her scream died in the suffocating dust, her heart drumming a frantic tattoo against her ribs. In the depths of the costume warehouse, gowns slithered off their racks, silks whispering like vengeful ghosts. Mannequins twitched, limbs contorting into grotesque displays. From the stage of a forgotten musical, a single spotlight flickered on, illuminating a sheet music stand where sheet music seemed to play itself, a discordant melody that scraped against Amelia's sanity. Pale fingers brushed her neck, sending shivers down her spine. She whirled around, but saw nothing. Only the shadows, dancing with macabre glee. In the editing room, reels of film sputtered to life, projecting grainy scenes of forgotten tragedies. Faces morphed, twisted by an unseen hand, morphing into caricatures of terror. Trapped in this waking nightmare, Amelia stumbled through Grimwood, a desperate moth drawn to a flickering flame. The prop room, transformed into a twisted carnival, beckoned her. The clown painting grinned a wider, toothy grin, revealing rows of needle-sharp teeth. One by one, other paintings followed suit, their subjects, forgotten monsters, forgotten villains, leering into the darkness. Panic seized her. She bolted, the cobwebbed halls echoing with her ragged breaths. But the studio seemed to stretch, morphing around her, blocking her escape. A spotlight found her, pinning her in its blinding gaze. The shadows coalesced, taking the form of a figure draped in tattered red velvet, its face hidden in darkness. Amelia stumbled back, fear paralyzing her. The figure glided closer, its laughter a dry rasp that scratched at her soul. It reached out, a skeletal hand brushing her cheek. And then, as abruptly as it began, the laughter died. The spotlights blinked out, plunging the studio into darkness. Silence, thick and suffocating, pressed down. Dawn crept through the grime-coated windows, painting the studio in a spectral light. Amelia lay amongst the fallen props, cold and trembling. The nightmare was over, but its touch lingered, a chilling reminder of the secrets Grimwood held. As the first crew members arrived, casting curious glances at her disheveled form, Amelia knew one thing for sure. Grimwood Studios had claimed its newest story, a silent scream etched into her very being. And in the depths of the prop room, the clown painting winked again, a mischievous glint in its painted eyes. The shadows, restless and hungry, waited for their next victim. For Grimwood Studios, the stage was always set, the horror show forever in play.